to the C-S-Cafe, where we do a little storytelling, mix a little poetry, and seduce your mind. Welcome back. There seems to be a disconnected dialogue on what true feminism really is. So I'm going to give you a little piece I like to call 1-800-FREE. I tell you to take the chains off your brains and stop overlaying your definition with the truth. Feminism ain't mama bent over backwards just to spit shine daddy's shoes. Words misconstrued against time, and we don't even know the root of why we're free. Well, women used to be passed from brother to brother like property, because we ain't own shit. We were property, like chattel slaves. Voices never mattered unless it was to weaken the man. Scars bruised the backs of truths hidden under plagiarized tattoos. Brothers came home, but they never came. Settled for men dying in the action, but getting no action. We were prizes meant to be won, not cared for. We were supposed to be dominated, not to be heard. Young ones talking about how grandma stayed too long in marriages as if half of grandma's marriage served women's rights. Died on a hill of suffrage for it to be spicked back in the faces of the women who marched on Washington, demanding the freedom of their vocal cords so their voice can be heard and respected. Force-fed to stay alive, just to prepare the supper, but chose starvation instead, to keep plowing for the 19th. An amendment looked too far over, like how marriage is just a piece of paper now. If it ain't the first 10 like the 10 Commandments or the Bill of Rights, it can be redone as they see fit. We've gotten in a headspace where our young women don't even know the difference in femininity and sexual promiscuity, the difference between freedom and exploitation. Where feminism is seen as freely bearing naked titties, but not the right to maternal leave. Feminism birthed the 12 weeks of maternal leave. Feminism birthed the right to childcare so mothers could work. Feminism birthed the rights to WIC and food stamps so low-income families can survive off life. We choose to subject the word as if it was a scarlet letter on an adulterer. We really don't know what feminism is. Where women get less pay than men and we have to fight an up and downhill battle for the Equal Rights Act. Where women still get looked at as sex toys in workplaces. That's why Supervisor Johnny kept saying, give me head or take involuntary leave. Where we have to fight every 80-year-old man trying to keep their decisions off our ovaries. Tell me, where do you see the double standard? Double standards woven in the prohibition of a woman, prohibiting women from surpassing glass ceilings because damn if we do it better. Where sacrificing food on the table for dignity is more prevalent than ever. Where we say protect the woman, but only to our mothers. Because laws don't enforce the value of property, but Peter gives stricter laws on animal cruelty than the government to domestic violence, silence the woman into submission because minds still revert back that women are property and not equals. Where women could not own bank accounts till a century past the suffrage. Steady fighting and taking 10 steps backwards. Steady penalizing the uterus instead of the ejaculation that scarred it. Sell your massa, that will be all. We are not for sale, categorizing the woman into a pit of hell, putting value on the face and not the brain, where it is better to be pretty than nurturing. Tell the tale of bloodshed, being ostracized from our roots because division is better than unity. Tell me, where does your heart lie? Stab the truth to bleed the lie, and when you self-reflect in broken mirrors, I hope death doesn't take your sleep at night.
Thank
Thanks for tuning in to the CSCAFE. Did we ride your mind tonight? Did you feel good? Tune in next time because you don't wanna miss this.